Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunker covering, for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw throws the ball into Buford, who tags Aparicio, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Brown and he is out, Adair applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to third for the out. Bowens moves to second. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards second. Buford catches it and steps on second to double up Bowens. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker juggles the ball. That's an error on Bunker. Martin moves to second. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair bunts towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Buford covering, for the out. Bunker moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 2 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. the Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bunker hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Gary Peters. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Al Weiss pinch runs for Gene Stevens. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Weiss moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Weiss moves to third. Landis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Landis scores. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron is walked intentionally. Dick Hall now pitching. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall spins to throw to second. Safe. The throw to home, and Buford is out. Robinson moves to third. Skowron moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.